He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Wednesday, March 11th, and the Texans are still doing work in the community. Wide receiver Mark Simmons visited a YMCA after-school program to help lead kids in physical education exercises. Also in the news, Texans defensive end Earl Cochran was released. Cochran had the best season of his career last year when he registered 2 sacks, but he suffered a toe injury and had been rehabbing this injury in the offseason. I joined Mark Simmons when he visited an inner-city elementary school to help lead kids in exercises as part of the NFL's Play 60 program, which emphasizes youth getting more outdoor activities. Simmons led the kids in a football game and in some foot races, and he also just had a lot of fun. So you worked up quite a sweat today. What were you doing out there with the kids?
I put them in line, had them run a few routes, so I throw them a couple balls. Then we split them up into two teams. Then we just played football. It was a tie game. It was 7-7, so nobody won.
This isn't about winners, but, you know, these kids look like they were having a lot of fun. And you actually got to see some moves from them. I mean, they were pulling out some moves.
They were pulling out some moves. One kid, he took the ball. He took it, did a stiff arm. Then he stopped and did 2 backflips. I mean, it was amazing. It was a lot of athleticism going on. But it was fun just to be out there with the kids and everything.
Well, these kids have so much energy. It's so important for them to get out there and be able to use it.
Yeah, they have a lot of energy, and there's a lot of, go out here and play. So I was trying to emphasize that to them when I was talking to them inside about, it's healthy to go outside and play instead of being inside playing video games all day. So it's really good for the kids.
Well, and these kids really don't get exposure to professional athletes, so they had a lot of questions for you. I mean, talk about all the things that you were talking about with them.
I mean, I emphasize the importance of school first and foremost, and and not be too consumed of what else is going on in the world, and just try to focus and try to set goals, and so you try to achieve your goals and your dreams. And so I made that a big emphasis. Then I told them that, you know, it's all about hard work, you know, if you want to achieve what you want to achieve in life.
Finally, you even got some things. Some of the kids had some little drawings for you, so maybe you can show us what you got from them.
Yeah, they made little drawings with Texans and Go Mark, number 13, and Texans here. Texans are on fire. Nice little cute little drawings. I really appreciate that.
That's kind of fun, because not every day, too, that you get to leave with a gift.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere I've gone, you know, I've always left gifts, but now I finally receive gifts. It's very nice of them.
Awesome. Well, thank you. As always, thanks for listening. Be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. And we're